For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. We all have food preferences and food phobias, foods that make us swoon and foods that make us kind of want to be sick. But how did we learn those? At what age? And how can we unlearn them? These are some of the questions Bea Wilson tackles in her newest book, First Bite, How We Learn to Eat, published by Basic Books. Bea Wilson's a food writer, historian, and author of three previous books, including Consider the Fork, Swindled, The Dark History of Food Fraud, and others. She has been named BBC Radio Foods Writer of the Year and is a three-time Guild of Food Writers Food Journalist of the Year. Wilson served as food columnist for The New Statesman for 5 years and currently writes a weekly food column for the Sunday Telegraph's Stella magazine. She holds a PhD from Trinity College, Cambridge, and lives in Cambridge, England. How did you learn to eat? I thought about that question, but all I could come up with was, I'm not really sure. My parents, I guess. Turns out that's part of the answer, but the rest of it may surprise you. Bea Wilson delves deeply into the medical, nutritional, and behavioral sciences to get at some of the truth behind how and what we learn to eat, and the many variables that go into shaping what we like to eat, and how much we like to eat. There's a whole world of early 20th century studies of children's eating habits and preferences, from Clara Davis's 1920s self-selection eating experiments at the Mount Sinai Hospital in Cleveland, to Carl Dunker's rather alarming findings on how social suggestion influences eating. It's pretty fascinating stuff to read about all the work that's been done in a field that until now I never knew existed. More interesting to many parents out there will be the chapters and material included on studies done on how to get children to eat a wider variety of foods and how you can overcome picky eater syndrome with your own kids. And some sound advice on how to train yourself to eat better. I won't reveal any specifics, but I will say I was shocked at the amount of influence one's peers, memories, social norms, and advertising can have on the foods we all eat and either enjoy, tolerate, or loathe. And there's a very handy skill that we all somehow discard at our own peril after about the age of 4. The author is British, and some of the language will be a little odd to Americans. With all the talk of porridge and puddings and other Anglo-centric terminology, I tended to feel a little bit lost sometimes as to exactly what Wilson was talking about. It takes some getting used to. All in all, I was glad to have been introduced to this world of study where chemistry, behavior, social science, and the culinary arts all meet. It's a great book for the holidays when food is front and center, part of Hanukkah and Christmas celebrations, and it might be the basis of some great dinner table discussions on the whys and wherefores of family eating. To find out more about the book and order it at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.